time already lost. If there is one place above another where a sanitarium should be established and where gospel work should be done, it is Washington. We cannot estimate how great an influence would have gone forth from Washington in favor of the truth had a sanitarium been established there 20 years ago. Above all places, this place should be worked. Satan is working there with all his might. I present this to you as a matter that is stirring me mightily. One thing is certain. We shall not be clear unless we at once do something in Washington to represent our work. I shall not be able to rest until I see the truth going forth as a lamp that burneth. I dare not write all the words that have been given me on this subject. In the future, I may feel free to write them. Our people, far and near, need to ask themselves how the Lord regards their neglect of important centers in America. There are many places in this country in which the truth has never been proclaimed. Many years ago, there should have been a sanitarium in Washington. But men have chosen their way in many things, and the places to which the truth should have found entrance, by the establishment of medical missionary work, have been neglected. If there is any place in the world that should have the full rays of present truth, it is Washington, the city that is the very heart of this nation. Again and again, the Lord has presented Washington to me as a place that has been strangely neglected. In looking through my diaries, I have found some things that I wrote more than 12 years ago in regard to the work in Washington and the necessity of establishing there some memorial for God. Please do not delay. Consecrate yourself to God, and He will be to you a present help in time of need. By doing the work that awaits your presence and assistance, depending entirely upon God for guidance and direction, you will obtain an invaluable experience.